Another inspired teacher in my life was Emma Ballwinkle, a member of our state primary board. She constantly stressed the importance of learning the articles of faith. In fact, we could not graduate from primary until we successfully recited each article of faith to her. Something of a challenge for rambunctious young boys, but we persevered and succeeded. I have, throughout my life, as a result, been able to recite the articles of faith. For many years, as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, I had responsibility for East Germany, also known as the German Democratic Republic. In this assignment, my knowledge of the Articles of Faith was most helpful. On each of my visits throughout the 20 years I supervised this area, I always reminded our members in that area of the 12th Article of Faith. We believe in being subject to kings, presidents, rulers, and magistrates in obeying, honoring, and sustaining the law. Our meetings behind what was known as the Iron Curtain were always monitored by the communist government there. In the early 1980s, when we sought approval from the government officials to build a temple there, and later when we asked permission for young men and women from that area to serve missions throughout the world, and for others to come into their country to serve missions, they listened and then said, "Elder Monson, we've watched you for 20 years, and we've learned we can trust you and your church, because you and your church teach your members to obey the laws of the land." Close quote. I share another example of the value of learning the Articles of Faith. 45 years ago, I worked with a man named Sharman Hummel in the printing business in Salt Lake City. I once gave him a ride home from work and asked him how he came to receive his testimony of the gospel. He responded, "It's interesting, Tom, that you asked me that question. For this very week, my wife, my children, and I are going to the Manti Temple, there to be sealed for all eternity." He continued his account. "We lived in the East. I was journeying by bus to San Francisco to establish myself in a new printing company. And then I was going to send for my wife and children. All the way from New York City to Salt Lake City, the bus trip was uneventful. But in Salt Lake City, a young girl entered the bus, a primary girl, who sat next to me. She was going to Reno, Nevada, there to have a visit with her aunt. As we journeyed westward, I noticed a billboard, 'Visit the Mormon Sunday School this week.' I said to the little girl, 'I guess there are a lot of Mormons in Utah, aren't there?' She replied, 'Yes, sir.' Then I said to her, 'Are you a Mormon?' Again her reply, 'Yes, sir.' Sharman Hummel then asked, 'What do Mormons believe?' And that little girl recited the first article of faith. Then she talked about it. Continuing, she gave him the second article of faith and talked about it. Then she gave him the third and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth and all of the articles of faith and talked about all of them. She knew them consecutively. Sharman Hummel said, 'When we got to Reno and we let that little girl off into the arms of her aunt, I was profoundly impressed.' He said, 'All the way to San Francisco, I thought, what is it that prompts that little girl to know her doctrine so well?' When I arrived in San Francisco, the very first thing I did, said Sharman, was to look through the yellow pages for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I called the mission president, and he sent two missionaries to where I was staying. I became a member of the church. My wife became a member. All of our children became members, in part because a primary girl knew her articles of faith." Close quote. I think of the words of the Apostle Paul, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Just 3 months ago, the Hummel family came to Salt Lake City for the wedding of their daughter, Marianne. They stopped by the office. We had a wonderful visit. All 6 daughters came, along with 4 sons-in-law and 12 grandchildren. The entire family had remained active in the church. Each of the daughters has been to the temple. Countless are those who've been brought to a knowledge of the gospel by the members of this family, all because a young child had been taught the articles of faith and had the ability and the courage to proclaim the truth to one who was seeking the light of the gospel.